Here's a real thing I just texted to a rabbi I never met right before I pressed record, which wasn't where I was going to start the show, but it's my life, so here you go. Tomorrow kicks off 24 hours of urine collection, so I have that to look forward to, with a laughing emoji. The rabbi, of course, is from the kidney transplant organ. I'm supposed to collect 24 hours of urine, and he had just texted me, so that's how I replied. I am classy. I'm number one, you might say. See what I did there? I made a wee joke. See what I did there? I can't be stopped. You're in good hands. Okay.
Your Daily Lex.
Today I had to do some more pre-admission testing for the surgery that I have to do. The spinal surgery. And it's fun because I initially did it with my local doctor who said, yeah, he could do it. My family doctor. His office said, yeah, we can do all those things you need. And then when I got there, they're like, well, the phlebotomist isn't here, so we can't do the blood work. Oh, and we don't do this nasal swab test. Great. Fantastic. So I had to go do the blood work somewhere else. And then at the LabCorp, they were like, yeah, we don't do this nasal swab test. So today I had to go to the main place that they had recommended I go for the pre-op testing, which I should have gone to in the first place because I could have gotten everything done in one spot instead. And boy, was this place thorough, because really all they had to do was they made me do one blood test a second time. So they're like, we need to do the typing here, even though you did it at LabCorp too. That's just our policy. Great. Okay. And they did the nasal swab, which took 1 second, but then they really went through a very thorough history, which I appreciate. You know, they're doing spinal surgery on you. You want them to know all the answers to all their questions. And boy, the nurse who was doing it was a character. Not like she was a cut-up, but like she was a character in a movie, but she was in my real life. Somehow we got on the topic of the fact that my son has Crohn's disease, and she's like, oh, what's his name? And I tell her his name, and she's like, I'm going to say a prayer for him right now, which she then did silently. Like, she was very sweet and very kind and a little bit crazy, but it was all good. At one point, I emailed them my blood work from my phone using my left hand while they drew blood from my right arm, and they were very impressed at my ability to multitask, so I am talented. Also, at one point, the nurse was quite concerned when I told her that my resting heart rate when I'm asleep is around 38 or 39. And she said, oh, I'm going to have to talk to the anesthesiologist about that. And I was also going to be meeting with the anesthesiologist, which I did. And the anesthesiologist was like, yeah, I have zero concerns about that. That's wonderful. That's speaks to your level of fitness. I was like, great. Why was the nurse concerned? And he's like, we don't get many fit patients here. And I thought that was funny. I was also the youngest person in that waiting room by a mile. And there was one woman in the waiting room who I really did not like. She had at some point announced her age, which I believe was 75, but it's been a couple hours since I was there. But she was talking about friends of hers who had surgeries that had gone horribly wrong. And I'm like, lady, let's not put this out into the universe, especially in this waiting room of people doing pre-admission testing for their upcoming operations. But you know, this person had, as she described it, his ribs were tied during the surgery. And then he had a coughing fit after the surgery and ripped everything open and had to have the surgery all over again. Like, insane. But lady just, and she kept telling these horrible stories. And I just started glaring at her eventually. Wasn't a fan. But you know what? I am a fan of you. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. Yeah, that's all I have to say for today's episode, I think. So it's 3.5 minutes of me. Oh, you know what's fun? When a good friend of yours who you like a lot launches a company that you hate. That's fun. And then everybody in all your circles, friend circles, work circles, etc., is talking about it. That's fun. Good times. Anyway, hope you're having a great Wednesday. Goodbye.
Lex.